Best show.
What's up, Tom? Brian in Silver Lake. What's going on, bro?
Who's this?
Brian in Silver Lake.
Brian in Silver Lake. How are you, Brian?
Pretty good, man. What's going on?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just wrapping up here with comedian Claire O'Kane.
She's great, man. Very funny stuff. I wanted to echo something she was saying, man.
What's that?
I said I wanted to echo something she was saying about the Oscar noms.
You want to echo something she was saying about the Oscar noms? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not that excited about what, you know, about the noms. You know, nothing for Sandler, no chick directors.
Yeah.
You and me. Tired of these movies you got to read, like Parasite and The Two Popes.
These movies you have to read.
Yeah, it's like, am I in a movie theater or a schoolroom? Not that I don't read good.
Yeah, well, you know, I can picture you read good, right?
Yeah, I read pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me something to read and I'll read it.
I can't, though. You're on the phone.
Excellent point. See, you're smart, man.
Uh-huh. Well, Brian... I'm sure if there's something in front of you, you could probably read it, right? There's probably something with words around you.
Yeah, let me look for something, bro.
You call me Tom.
I can't find nothing.
You can't find nothing with words on it. Okay. Well, that's fair. That happens.
That's weird. Yeah, you know, sometimes it's when you need words, they ain't there, right?
No pun intended. You took the words right out of my mouth on that one. Sometimes when you need words, they just ain't there.
That's right. That's in that Meatloaf song. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. You took the words right out of Meatloaf. That was from Bat Out of Hell.
Must have been while we were doing it. Remember that?
Is that what the lyric is?
You took the words right out of my mouth. It must have been what we was doing it.
Okay. I never focused on his lyrics, but I'll assume that's what it is.
Yeah. Hey, you know, my buddy Vince Vaughn turned me on to your show.
Who?
Vince Vaughn, man.
Vince, your buddy Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
The actor.
Yeah, very cool guy.
you like him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. You know, he's really fun to talk to, and you know, you're really fun to talk to. You know, he's my kind of guy. You're my kind of guy.
Oh well, you know, look, Brian, I'm glad to hear that I'm your kind of guy. Vince Vaughn, maybe not my kind of guy necessarily, but you know.
Wait, why not?
Well, I saw some video with him that I didn't love. The other,
like, yesterday. Like sex stuff?
No, not like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, it was him with the president. Whatever. I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, let's not get political, bro. Cool?
Yeah, let's not get political. Okay.
That's cool. You know, you should come down to my bar and have a few brewskis, bro.
Oh, cool. You have a bar? Where do you work?
Yeah, it's called Dirt Naps with a Z.
Dirt Naps. That's a pretty cool name for a bar. Yeah, where is Dirt Naps?
Well, you know, we're on Silver Lake Boulevard, right next to Selfish Shellfish.
Right next to what?
The Selfish Shellfish.
What is that? I'm still not understanding you.
The Selfish Self Shellfish.
The Selfish Shellfish.
Yeah, bro, you don't know about this place?
I don't.
Yeah, it's LA's only single diner seafood restaurant. Their ads are all over the radio, bro.
Okay. I never heard any of them.
Yeah, one of them goes, if you're greedy for grouper, if you don't want to share your shrimp, come on down to the Selfish Shellfish and stop acting like a chimp.
Stop acting like a...
Last line.
What's that about the last line?
I don't really get it.
Yeah, me neither. Stop acting like a chimp.
Yeah, bro, it's like they should have just said wimp.
You'd think it would be so, like, stop acting like a wimp would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, that's right, bro.
But I guess stop acting like a chimp. I guess we can only know if we talk to the songwriter, I guess.
Well, let me put him on the phone, bro. I'm kidding. I don't know him.
You thought you were going to throw me a curveball there, Brian.
That's right, bro. But I'll tell you, I do know the guy that records that stuff. John Vanderslice, real good friend of mine, bro.
I met John. I know John. He's a good guy.
Bro?
Yeah. You know him?
Oh, yeah. He said that they got to block out 6 hours for each jingle because the singers keep biting their tongues trying to pronounce the name of the restaurant.
Uh-huh. The shellfish. I can't even do it.
Yeah, they got to keep a blood bucket in the vocal booth, bro.
Because of how much they're biting their tongues?
Yeah, lots of tongue bits, too. Hang on, bro. Let me puff tough for a second.
Wait. Oh. You're puffing tough, huh?
Yeah, bro. Back to normal, finally.
Okay, good. I hope you're relaxing.
Oh. Hey, did you find it weird that I sing in a different voice than I talk?
Well, no, I know sometimes people have different singing voices, like there'll be people who sing with like a slightly British accent.
Oh yeah, like I'm Henry the Eighth. I am.
Well, the thing is, they're British, so that's not as much of what I saw. I was thinking more like the way like Robert Pollard sometimes sounds slightly British when he sings.
The robot boy, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's cool, bro. That's cool. You know, question for you regarding Herman's Hermits.
Yeah.
When something is hermetically sealed, does that mean they sealed it?
If something is hermetically sealed, does it mean what? A member of Herman's Hermits did the sealing?
Yeah, bro.
I'm gonna say no, it didn't. It doesn't mean that. I don't think that's a member of Herman's Hermits doing that.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. You know, speaking of, you see these clips of David Lee Roth singing in Vegas the other night, bro?
The clips of David Lee Roth singing. I did not see this.
Oh man, bro. Look, imagine the most proficient Van Halen tribute band.
Yeah.
Super pro.
Okay.
Dead on drums, bass, guitar. Now imagine if Albert Eiler's saxophone was transferred onto the top of that and in a human voice.
Albert Eiler, the free jazz saxophonist who would basically just blow into the saxophone with just nonstop, just nothing but force.
Yeah, you got it, bro.
So that's what his singing is like.
Cacophonous.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
I always thought that's so funny because Van Halen to me, even at their best, always sounded like the band recorded songs and then they just gave him a half hour to whip something up with the vocals. And he just would just do stuff, just do stuff over the top of them.
Zibbity bop.
That's one of their things. Zibbity bop.
A lot of scat stuff going on there, bro.
He's like the American version of the way a lot of those British bands would always mention like old timey like dance hall music. And they'd be caught up in like the music that like their grandpa liked.
Totally, bro. It's like, oh yeah, yeah. Here, crank up that Calliope or something, right?
Yeah. It's just like, hey, we know we're a rock band, but what if we did music from the 20s?
Well, it's also like all those kids who bought that Peter Criss solo album in 78. Oh man, this looks scary. Oh wait, it's R&B.
Yeah. Finally, Peter Criss as you always wanted him. Doing R&B. Just the way it was always supposed to be. None of that hard rock anymore.
I want it to sound like the Spinners, bro. Can we make, right now it's sounding like Grand Funk. Can we make it sound more like Harold and the Blue Note, Harold Melvin?
Yeah. No, he really finally brought that R&B swing to the Kiss Army.
Those kids needed it, bro. Hey, you know, getting back to the two of us hanging like total bros.
Yeah.
I want you to come down on Thursday night and the brews are on me. And we could even watch like a basketball game or something, bro.
Oh, you know what, Brian? That sounds pretty cool. That sounds great.
Let's do it. Awesome. Okay, I'll see you at the funeral home Thursday night.
Wait, well, hold on. Wait, where? The funeral home?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Yeah, bro, Dirt Naps is a bar and a funeral home.
Wait, hold on a second. Dirt Naps? I thought it was the name of a bar.
It is a bar, bro.
I don't understand. It's also a funeral home?
Well, check it out. You know how every aspect of society has to be fun now? Bicycle shops, laundromats, banks, and record stores serve beer, whiskey, coffee, all that fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, we here at Dirt Naps have taken this super cool trend to its logical conclusion.
Uh-huh.
And I invite you and all your listeners to come down and have some brews, watch some hoops, and bury some dudes.
And bury some dudes.
Yeah, bro.
So, okay, so you want, I would come down. What you're saying is, I'll go to Dirt Naps at night, on like Thursday night, say.
Yeah.
We'll hang out, we'll watch.
Hanging like bros.
Yeah, we'll hang like bros, pound some cold brews.
Maybe get some za.
Some za, okay. And then what else? And then
probably play a little pool.
Sure, play some pool. But when it comes to the other part, the funeral home part, what would we do?
Well, we'll go in the back room, and then we'll get out the embalming stuff, and we'll start embalming. Total blast. It's sick, but it's a blast.
Well, do you know actually know how to embalm people?
Well, define no.
Well, I actually don't think it's more complicated than me reiterating what I just said to you. Do you actually know how to embalm people?
Well, look, let's just say I'm 85% certain these people aren't going to start stinking up the place at the funeral.
Okay. Well, as long as you're 85% sure.
Oh, I lied a little bit. It's more like 75%.
Okay.
Still pretty good.
Is that really the percentage?
44.
44%. Okay.
32.
Okay.
I'll be honest, bro. I ain't actually embalmed no one yet.
You haven't embalmed anybody yet.
No, but that said,
yeah,
we bunch of cool beers that we brew back behind the casket showroom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got pink velvet lining lager.
Mm.
We got cremation cream ale.
Sure, that sounds refreshing.
But our best one is 6 feet under bitter.
6 feet under bitter.
Yeah, you got it, bro.
Yeah, those all sound, boy, jeepers. I don't know which one I want. I'm going to try first.
Try them all. We do a sampler platter.
Okay.
You know, we also have shows here on Off Night, bro.
You have shows. Oh, great. So it's not just a funeral home and a bar. It's also a club. Like a.
Yeah, yeah. Don't tell the cops, though, bro. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Tell me more about these shows.
Well, you know, like a couple months ago, we had Effed Up play a secret gig here.
Okay. Did they know it was also a funeral home?
Define no.
You know. All right. Now I can kind of figure out how that went.
All right. Yeah, truth be told, they didn't. But that was a wild show, man. Damien knocked over one of the urns, and then he poured the ashes into this bong, and he did like 5 mega hits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was totally off the chain.
Was he able to sing after that?
Define sing.
I can't keep defining stuff for you.
All right, well, he was shouting like an MF.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, I want to ask you a favor, bro.
What favor do you want to ask me?
Well, you know, every February over at the Blaze in Los Feliz.
Yeah.
They got this thing called the Big Cover-Up.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, basically, check it out. It's like it's a bunch of local musicians, and they form bands, and they perform as famous or iconic big bands. And the goal is, you know, you try to sound and look as much like that band as possible, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the first time this year.
Oh, I mean, that sounds like a good time. What band are you and your friends going to be?
Well, check it out. The other 3 dudes in the band are also named Brian.
Yeah.
So we're called the Bad Bryans.
Oh, okay. So you're being the Bad Brains?
Absolutely, bro. How cool is that? And we're really good, even at the reggae stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this one, Brian. I gotta tell you, it seems troubling. I don't like it. Because just to get this straight, your goal is to sound and look like the Bad Brains?
It's gotta be the whole package or nothing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we really are going to sound and look just like the Bad Brains.
Hey, Brian, can I ask you a question? Do you know how many of the Bad? No. Let me. You do know the answer. You're in the Bad, not the Bad. You're in the Bad Brians.
That's right, man.
And how many members of your band, the Bad Brians, are white guys?
4. Why?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, see, this is the thing I wanted to ask. I wanted you to tell me that. I had a feeling that was going to be the number. It was going to be 4. Can you tell me how many members of the Bad Brains are white guys?
All right, hang on. Let me go check out my record shelf. Hang on.
Okay.
I like to start at the Z's.
You like to start your records at the Z's?
No, I like to start looking for stuff at the Z's. So I'm at.
Well, why on earth would you start looking at the Z's if the band starts with a B?
Well, I feel like I get a better overview.
Okay. You get a better overview. Brian?
Still looking.
Still looking. Okay. Brian?
Still looking.
Okay.
Don't rush me, bro.
I actually am rushing you, bro.
Oh, wait, I overshot it. I went to bad company.
Okay. Back up a little bit. You got those? You got any of those? You see Bad Brains yet?
Here it is. Rock for Light. Oh, what a great record. Let me turn it over. Yeah, none of them.
Yeah, and can I ask, like, when you say you guys are gonna look just like them, are you wearing like wigs, like dreadlock wigs?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And this pains me to ask.
Hey, bro.
What?
Shoot, bro. We're bros.
Okay. Well, I just want to ask you. I'll ask you point blank then. Are you and the other Brian's going to be wearing like makeup to make your skin not white, to darken your skin?
What? How dare you ask that, you flagrant insinuator? For your information, no. We're not wearing makeup to make our skin darker.
Well, that's a relief.
It's more of a spray-on. Works way better than the stuff you apply with your hands. I'll tell you, this stuff really transforms you into one of them.
You're disgusting. This is so wrong on so many levels. This is really gross, and you really can't go. You can't do this.
Really?
Yeah. Really. I mean, because I'm just gonna tell you, it's like, if you go through with this and do this, you can pretty much say goodbye to Dirt Naps, your funeral home bar club. And it also shows a massive lack of judgment and taste and empathy and understanding of the world. And yeah, it's horrible.
All right. Let me just think about this for a second.
Yeah, please think about it.
All right, yeah, maybe you're right. All right, I guess I didn't think about how insensitive that would be. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Sure. Good. I'm glad you gave it some thought and you realize you changed your mind. I'm glad. That's good.
This is actually really good, because luckily we do have time to retool. And mm-hmm. Oh my god, I have a great idea, bro. I got the best idea.
What's that?
Redbone.
That's the all Native American band from the 70s.
Yeah, is that not cool?
Yeah, no, that's not cool, Brian. It's not cool.
All right, what about Cypress Hill?
No.
BTS?
Absolutely not.
Menudo?
Nope.
Loudness?
Can't do it, no.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No.
Seam?
No.
Santana?
No.
All right, what about Verses?
No.
The Meters?
No.
The Mars Volta?
No.
All right, what about the Miles Davis Quintet?
No.
The Go-Go's?
No.
The Bangles?
No.
The Runaways?
No.
All right, what about the Plugs?
No.
Boris?
No. You can't do it, Brian. It's just wrong. Brian? Oh, he hung up. Okay, well, how about that?